This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome, everybody, to our first official radio show of 2020. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on, although we are 5 days a week. No, 6 days a week, but five additional days a week through Natural News Radio. Here are weekly broadcasts on GCN and radio affiliates around the country. And those of you listening online around the world, just go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see all the links in the show notes. We're going to do a bit of a review of 2019, and we're not going to linger on the past, but we're going to address what's going on now and into the future here in 2020 related to upcoming bills that threaten your freedom to say whatever you want to say about medical stuff. You know, you want it? Yeah, fine. You don't? You don't have to have it. Well, there are those in government that want you to accept anything they're delivering to you on behalf of the pharmaceutical church. I don't worship there. You probably don't either, or inadvertently you found out, oops, I do. I didn't know it. I don't like it so much. I just want to have the freedom to say no. Helping us to unencumber the stories that are so convoluted and confusing from time to time, it's the clarity of Jeffrey Jackson on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey, welcome back. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, Robert. Yes, 2020. Time to punch the time clock and punch in and get to work, because this is going to be an eventful year, to say the least.
Yeah, and I mentioned clarity as opposed to convoluted, because what you've done over the years that you've now been writing as an investigative journalist and reporting here on this show and for Del Bigtree and The High Wire and your own page at jeffreyjackson.com is you've really taken very complex topics that very few people have looked into and bring them out in a way that people can go, oh, that's what's going on? So you're not giving up 2020, you're back at it now?
Yep, more information synthesized than ever. It's the new model.
So what can we say if we were to just for a moment look back at 2019? We've got some links to some of the stories that you've covered and you know, say, boy, it was a bit of a shocking year when it comes to overt attempts at suppression of freedom of speech in relation to controversial topics in medicine, whether it be cancer-related issues or vaccine in particular related issues. And then on a legislative agenda to actually overtly take away religious freedom in America. I mean, these are things you said, no, that would never happen.
Yeah, you know, I think 2019, I'm making this up on the spot, but I think 2019 was the year that conspiracy theorists became your normal everyday mom and pops in America. Hmm. Because what they've been talking about, what several people have talking about who have been called conspiracy theorists or whatever the name they want to use, flat earthers, they became normalized because it came to fruition. And the it is everything they've been talking about. I mean, we can go on and on, but I wrote a 2019 year in review article, just kind of like looking over the waterfront and thinking what was really, what popped out. And it may be surprising for some people, but I put in that number one, the deposition of Stanley Plotkin, Dr. Stanley Plotkin. This is the godfather of vaccines. He wrote the book Vaccine. This is the book that medical professionals refer to. He calls it more accurate than the Bible. He was on the stand for basically about 8 hours being deposed by an attorney for the Informed Consent Action Network. And It was riveting because here we are as the public, we're getting these bills rammed down our throats. We're asking questions about safety because the safety is not done with the vaccines, and we can't even get a debate. We can't even get CBC or Fox News to host just a 15-minute debate on these things, and forget about town halls or anything like that, long format. So what people were forced to do, or what we were all forced to do, is get one of these jokers on the stand, swear them in under oath, and then grill them for as long as possible. And this is what happened. And the videos are out there. If anyone wants to sit through and watch these 8-hour videos, it's stunning. And what I walked away with, and I reported this, was vaccine safety science under oath is much different than vaccine safety science that's told to the public. It's so different that it may cause you not to vaccinate, or at least spread out your vaccines or do all those evil things that the media says is the most dangerous thing in the world.
Well, yeah, when you have no consequences for your actions or what you say, the wild claims about vaccine safety and efficacy are absolutely incredulous, but they get away with it. The mainstream media fawns over these so-called experts as if they are godlike in their stature or status. And, you know, you mentioned Stanley Plotkin saying that his book is more accurate than the Bible. These people are largely atheists. They don't have a real spiritual center to them. They're all about molecular reductionist collectivist thinking, a one-size-fits-all argument for herd immunity, as if we're all a bunch of moo cow cattle. And in 2019, I thought one of the interesting things I witnessed was the transformation of the verbiage from herd immunity to community immunity, because we've been calling them out on basically taking people and saying they're a bunch of cattle.
Yeah, great point. You know, they came at us, and I say they. That's the topic for another show, but it's big pharma mixed with lobbyists, mixed with some of the weaker legislative people when it comes to monetary influence or whatever the case may be. It's this conglomeration of a group that came after the people, and they've been trying to push down this agenda with abuse. And they're wondering why the people are getting mad and they're protesting in record numbers outside Capitol State houses. They use abusive terms like herd immunity. They use abusive terms like anti-vaxxer, which is, you know, we've talked covered that many times on your show. Mm-hmm. So look, expect, here's my crystal ball expectation, expect in 2020 for a universal change in talking points. So you're going to see what you said, community immunity. You're going to see that across the board. The herd immunity thing's going to be gone. And you're going to see a move away from anti-vaxxer. Because they're realizing the more they paint these people as anti-vaxxers, the more they're losing. The more that, you know, yes, start calling people names and poking them with a stick, it doesn't work too well.
It's backfiring. And in my lecture the other night, I did on the connection between Real ID and vaccine mandates, the backdoor to vaccine mandates. It's a show I did with Del Bigtree on his Highwire a year ago now. And it's only ramping up, and people are beginning to say, oh my gosh, there really is a link, as you've identified the things that people claimed were just conspiratorial nonsense are actually fact-based. And the intent here is of course, to continue to demonize, dehumanize, ostracize those of us who question, like any good scientist would, the facts or purported facts surrounding claims that are made when they're not under oath, like your number one on the list of 2019 stories that certainly the mainstream media kind of ignored, but that's pretty typical. We're not going to let them get away with it. We continue to grow the new media with this kind of real integrity related to the investigative journalism that you're doing.
Well, thank you. And so going down that list, number one's Plotkin. Number two is kind of what we just talked about. There's been kind of the elusive vaccine debate, tracking the elusive vaccine debate. How many times can people pull out of the debate, cancel it, say the conversation's settled, science is settled. So it's just kind of funny watching these jokers run around and just ignore debates and like shout talking points. While at the same time, there's this record vaccine push. 2019 had a 221 vaccine-related bills, legislation in the United States. Now, not all of those were bad. Around, according to the NVIC.org, about 77 or so were protection, so expanding informed consent, expanding and protecting religious exemptions, things like that. But, you know, you have this push and this, you know, censorship too, the social media censorship at the same time this vaccine push is happening. Mm-hmm. And then the third one, number three, was discrimination. That was kind of a big thing. We saw it in California with SB 276. We saw a lot of the senators testify for the people saying, look, some of my colleagues call these people anti-vaxxers. There's nothing wrong with this. You're trying to force this bill through in the dead of the night, pretty much in open daylight, so to speak. And, you know, they passed it, but there was, you saw a lot of senators and representatives starting to stand up and be heard, saying, this is wrong. This freight train needs to stop. It's gone too far.
The terms we talk about as well, you know, the transformation of the language that they're using as they continue to try to demonize us and our friends, it's backfiring, and that's clear. So from, you know, community immunity now is the new thing. I also mentioned, you know, two interesting terms from a globalist World Health Organization perspective. One of them is sustainable development, which will continue to parse these words and define them as they're being used, but they don't want you to know the definitions. Sustainable development is a code word for communism. Go and look it up, dig deep, and you'll begin to see how this happens. And the other one, beyond community immunity or herd immunity now, we see, what do they call it, universal health coverage. That's another aspect. And we've heard that here in America with Obamacare, Bernie Sanders' push for single payer. It is nothing less than socialism and socialized medicine. So these are other words and terms that are going to be bandied about, and you need to know the definitions, and we'll continue to dig as Jeffrey Jackson does, writes about these things. Now, number four on the list is another part of the shine of Big Pharma that people go, well, I don't trust Big Pharma, and here's another reason why, but they still have a blind spot on vaccinations, but it's the opioid issue.
Yeah, we had, this is the year, 2019 was the year that opioids just, they really came to the forefront with the legal cases. So it was kind of the big tobacco moment, but it's still happening. So it's going into 2020, and it's going to keep unraveling. But basically all the opioid manufacturers, I should say most of them, many of the distributors, even down to the pharmacy chains, CVS, Walgreens, they were named in trials for creating the opioid epidemic. And opioids have killed over 400,000 Americans, which is, you know, it's on par with World War II. So this is not a drop in the bucket. This is our generation's war, you know, if you don't want to count the whatever just happened with Iran. But, you know, this is Johnson & Johnson. This was a landmark case. They were ordered to pay $572 million for causing the opioid epidemic in Oklahoma, which was a pretty big deal because that's the first time a company has been charged with causing an epidemic like that. We saw Purdue Pharma, the infamous Purdue Pharma, file for bankruptcy. And this is just going on and on and on. So, you know, back this up with 2018's Monsanto glyphosate lawsuits, we're seeing a kind of a body of legal minds that aren't afraid to push the issue with these, I mean, for a lot of people, obvious contradictions, obvious issues, obvious skirting of safety regulations and safety science to push these things and claim they're safe and effective. So,
incredible.
You know, the big elephant, yeah, the elephant in the room is, when are vaccines going to get their turn?
Sure. Well, is 2020 the year that cognitive dissonance goes by the wayside? We'll find out because, again, people don't trust Big Pharma, but suddenly, well, vaccines know that they're okay. Well, they're not. We'll talk about it some more, as well as the aluminum content in them when we come back with Jeffrey Jackson here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the Robert Scott Bell Show show notes. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and then some. We do a lot of bonus material for you. I want to say thank you to all of our supporting sponsors, and those, if you're not sure who they are, you can just go to robertscottbell.com. On the right-hand column, you'll see all the banners. Click on them and say thank you, or become a patron supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bonus lost episodes of the Robert Scott Bell Show available to you, and a whole lot more, including the great seminar, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. That was done 10 years ago with John Rappaport and myself. That's still just as valuable as the day that we did it. So check it out, robertscottbell.com. Now, back with Jeffrey Jackson, jeffreyjackson.com. You can see one of the articles we're linking to Jeffrey was from a couple of weeks back about the CDC schedule. And it says it has the largest violation at 15.9 times the recommended safe level of aluminum. What do you mean? But kids in aluminum, why isn't this front page news?
Oh, that's a great question. I think because this was done by independent scientists, independent researchers that weren't beholden to grant money from, say, a college or even worse, money from a pharmaceutical company. The study was done by James Linesweiler. He's at the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. So it's an independent foundation that does scientific research. It reminded me a little bit of Corvalva out of Italy with some of their groundbreaking stuff that they've been doing with vaccine work. But the study was published. It was right before 2020 year. It was in December in the Journal of Trace Elements in Medical and Biology. So it's in a medical journal now. This is peer-reviewed research. And it's just absolutely shocking. So the bottom line on it is he finds that the researchers, I should say, find that a child who followed the CDC vaccine schedule would be in a state of chronic toxicity. This is aluminum chronic toxicity for 70% of the first 7 months of life. So it's 149 days, essentially. there's really, the FDA hasn't done the proper studies for this. So I created a video a while back, it's probably about a year and a half ago now, I attached it to this article, and it basically showed that children get about 4,900 micrograms of aluminum from the CDC schedule, and the safe limit's about 25 micrograms. And most of the, here's the shocker for me, and this is why James Lyons-Weiler's information is so important and it's so needed, is the FDA, the CDC, when they're saying aluminum is safe, aluminum is effective for an adjuvant and vaccines, they're going off essentially studies of ingested aluminum, eaten aluminum, not injected aluminum, because injecting aluminum, of course, would be unethical. So they're really just guessing. So this is one of the first studies that starts to ask the question and starts to lay the groundwork. This is a pioneering study to be built upon. And it's sad that in 2020, or I should say late 2019, we're starting to have this conversation. We should have had this 20 years ago, 50 years ago. You know, I think about Forrest Moretti's book, The Autism Vaccine. They've been putting aluminum vaccines for a very long time, and that book is about that. And all of a sudden, now we're having the conversation about it.
How unscientific is it to not acknowledge the difference in ingested aluminum versus injected aluminum? I mean, how do they miss this all these decades?
Well, they basically just use math equations. So they this is what the study kind of deconstructs, is they use math equations, and they don't use body weight. They don't use gender. They don't use individual genetic differences, such as the ability to excrete aluminum or ability to detoxify. So these are some issues. So this is all starting to be put into play thanks to this paper. It's a shocking thing. Now, the paper also did three things, and this is perhaps goes to your first question. Why are we just hearing about this now? Why hasn't anybody else done the study? Because this paper looked at three different vaccine schedules. We have the CDC schedule, a schedule that modified the vaccines by choosing low-dose aluminum and no aluminum for HIV and low dose for DTaP. And then Dr. Paul Thomas's vaccine-friendly plan that's kind of spread out. And so anytime you start talking about going away from the CDC's vaccine schedule, there is no funding for you. I'm just going to say it flat out like that.
Yeah, you can't do it. Your grants dry up. Look at Chris Exley in England, Leeds, and he did a dissection post-mortem on brains, and he has done for many years related to Alzheimer's, brains, etc. And he found out with children who are autistic that passed away, and found the highest levels of aluminum he had ever seen, and in areas that it isn't even in Alzheimer's cases. So this aluminum issue is only going to blow up bigger in the year 2020, and it's about dang time. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Let's see what else is coming up in the year 2020, calendar year 2020, upcoming bills that will violate your freedom to say no to things you disagree with, particularly medical. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Al-Shabaab extremists overran a key military base used by United States counter-terror forces in Kenya, destroying U.S. aircraft and vehicles. It was the Al-Qaeda-linked group's first attack against U.S. forces in the East African country. Al-Shabaab, based in neighboring Somalia, claimed responsibility, and they assert that 9 Kenyan soldiers were killed and 7 United States aircraft destroyed. The U.S. military said initial reports reflect damage to infrastructure and equipment only. A deadly crash involving a passenger bus and multiple vehicles on the Pennsylvania Turnpike left at least 6 dead and dozens injured, shutting down a large portion of the highway. Officials now say at least 60 people, ranging from age 7 to 52, were hospitalized with injuries after the crash. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are on the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
In the show notes at robertscabell.com, all the articles that we're discussing and will be discussed are there for you to take a look at, a deeper dive look in. And we don't ask you to believe what we're saying. We want you to research it and find out that Jeffrey Jackson, my good buddy, and great investigative journalist, is on point, and he does great work, and I hope you'll follow him in the year 2020. That'd be a great New Year's resolution as well, is to continue coming back here to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You mentioned this aluminum study that was fascinating, James Lyons Weiler. We're going to get him on hopefully in the next week or two and do a follow-up, a deep dive into that subject matter, but thank you for bringing that to light end of last year, and this should get a lot more spotlight coming into the new year. And then the question is, what else should be spotlighting in the new year? Do we have a heads up as to what is heading our way? What is heading our way in terms of vaccine bills that would likely take away religious freedom like they've attempted to do in New Jersey? That's still, like, as we speak, we're in the midst. We don't know which way it's going to go. They put a halt to it in late December. Now we're in early January. We'll see. And other legislation that may be preserving, like in Arizona I covered the other day, where they're promoting an idea of you can't mandate vaccines for participation in schools other than in an outbreak, and then you say you stay home, which is fine. But you know, I'm curious as to what you're seeing. What's on the radar screen for 2020, Jeffrey?
Yeah, so building off what you just said, there's a couple themes going on, and these are left over from 2019. These are going into 2020 with a lot of speed. And so we saw the kind of the tightening of the access and the centralizing and government control of medical exemptions, taking them out of the doctor's hands, as we saw in California. So we're seeing that expanded across other states. So expect that stuff to be happening. We're also seeing a troubling trend. We've talked about this several times, and it's not stopping. Troubling trend of allowing minor children to be vaccinated without the knowledge or informed consent of their parents. This is a really big deal because we have, and you have even longer than I, reported about the medical community invading the family. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of the foot in the door. When this happens, holy cow. And there's a lot of bills, so people need to be watching out for that. And then,
by the way, that goes back, Jeffrey, to something I was talking about when I talked about Real ID 2020 tied into vaccine mandates and the globalist push, whether it be Gates and the tattoo ink in children that could then be scanned at will, or sustainable development, which is another word for communism, which is all about destruction of the family, because you need the family to be dissolved so that kids are raised by government, and that way they're owned and controlled and assumed that they are creations of government, not God. So it is a spiritual or religious war against people who believe things that are greater than government have created us all.
That's right. And, you know, under socialism, the parents are really only there to provide legal assistance to the child. The state raises the child. The parents don't have a say in that. So if you want to look at where we're going, look at some of these bills and kind of ask the question, why are so many governments collectively pushing these bills at the same time? So I think the first on the radar is really what's happening in New Jersey. It's S2173. Everyone, I think, saw Dell out there with, you know, a lot of people from New Jersey protesting that bill late into the night in snow and freezing rain.
And there's a big gathering Monday after our show today. Next day, they're going to be there again. We'll see what transpires. It was still a stunning victory, albeit maybe temporary, in New Jersey to halt this vote to remove religious freedom as it relates to the injection. So, again, there's a lot on the line here as we begin this new year.
Yes. So the 6th, you're going to have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. out there. The 9th is supposed to be the bill voting, is when it's actually on the docket to be voted upon. And then the 13th as well. So those are three days you want to look out for this coming week. And that's kind of the first thing up there. And that's removal of religious exemptions. And it basically guts the medical exemptions as well. So that's another thing, trend for 2020 is we're seeing stacking. So before, with those 221 bills in 2019, we saw individual one bill basically for the most part took away one liberty or added one liberty, so to speak. What we're seeing now is one bill and they're stacking as much stuff in there and trying to ram that through in one hard push. So that's why these bills are, we can't really sleep on those things. You got to get out there, you got to call your representatives and really tell them how you feel. And if you're feeling it, you get out there and protest. Because that's what's going on. Also in New Jersey, this was just brought to my attention. It's A3926. And here we go with the kind of socialist slant. It basically requires public schools students, 7 through 12, grade 7 through 12, to be administered a screening tool for anxiety and depression. So you have psychiatrists now using the school as a laboratory. Parents are only notified if there's something that comes up that's a problematic issue. Mm-hmm. So parents aren't even involved in this. It removes the parents from the equation about their child's health. And this reminds me of something that happened in 2019. It was the Welcome to Washington Act. This thankfully died, but it was universal home visits for every newborn child. Every parent would be added automatically into this registry. And like I said, the bill died, but we have to watch out. This is the mindset of what's coming.
Y'all, this is why I said in my lecture as well, and y'all can, I don't know, watch it. It's up on YouTube and Facebook and things if you want to see what I said. I said, do not have a hospital birth if you can avoid it. And when you have a hospital birth, do not get a birth certificate. I'm like, why not? Because you're registering your kid, and they become vessels for the state. They assume ownership over your children. You get to have them until they decide you don't. And this is not made up. I've been warning people about this for years. It's manifesting even more overtly with this mental health screening. If you send your kids to public schools, that's another issue. And I, in the early 2000s, I had then Congressman Dr. Ron Paul on my program talking about something called the Texas Algorithm Project, where they were trying to do the very same thing they're proposing in New Jersey. It failed, thankfully, but it was a mental health screening. An algorithm that would, of course, get the help that the kids need. That's what they say. It's for the children. Well, what help do they need? Well, clearly all children in New Jersey now are suffering from psychiatric drug deficiency diseases if they have an emotion that is somewhat unsettling to someone who's evaluating them. There's nothing about nutrition. There's nothing about, genuine, what would we say, heavy metal toxicity that could create any kind of aberrance. It's all about, hey, how many kids can we ensnare in a drug them for emotional imbalances that we determine to be chemical imbalances that we don't have a urine test, a blood test, a hair analysis, no test that determines it. This is all subjective nonsense that would basically stranglehold the development of these young people's minds and emotions.
Yeah, well said. You know, if you start to look at pharmaceutical-based psychiatry, you're looking at essentially a failed profession that may be doing more harm than good. There's a guy out there, Dr. Peter Breggin. If you haven't interviewed him, I'll pass along.
He was my 500th, if I remember correctly, my 500th guest as far as interview. It was a very special interview with Peter Breggin. Somewhere around that. Now we're up to we're between 1,300 and 1,400 interviews, and I don't count. I count each interview as one, even though I've multiple interviewed a lot of people, but just individual, we're between 1,300 and 1,400 different guests over the years, 21st year of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Incredible. You're a national treasure. I don't know how you remember those that many people. That's incredible.
It's because of my wife. She's been keeping track, and she says, honey, you're up to this number, and I just now know it's between 1,300 and 1,400 right now of different individuals I've interviewed. Again, many of them multiple times. Peter Breggin I've only had on once, and I do not know if he was my 500th. It might have been there. It might have been, my memory eludes me now. Thanks for pointing that out, Jeffrey.
To stand back on the track with the bills, we'll go one more bad news bill, and then we'll talk some good news.
Yeah.
So on the minor consent issue, Virginia has SB 104, and Washington, D.C. has B23-0171. This is minor children consenting bills. And the issue beyond the obvious is the parents don't have to be told, so it gives the child an adult status. So they don't have to disclose to the parents what has happened, and the doctor cannot disclose to the parent what has happened unless the child approves of it. So, it's basically kind of like wink, wink, our little secret. Let's get these drugs. Let's get these vaccines. It's really creepy. But the other issue that I'm seeing is going to be problematic. I haven't heard anybody report on this. Is they're not writing age limits in these bills. So. Some of these bills, like, where do we draw the line? So 9 years old is when they first start recommending HPV. So you're going to drop your kid off at the doctor at age 9, let them go behind a closed door, get a shot, maybe a mental health screening, get some Ritalin. I mean, where does this go? So the fact there's no age limits is really disappointing and really scary. That's one of the things, I think, one of the themes that we really have to watch out for and defend against. Now, on a positive note, I know you've covered this, but we have Maine. In 2019, Maine passed LD 798, which did a lot of things. This is one of those bills that packed a lot of things into one. So it revoked religious, philosophical, personal belief, vaccine exemptions, and it barred access to education and certain types of employment for people who declined the state-mandated vaccines. well, in 2019, the people gathered a petition. They had over 95,000 signatures in a very short time. So what this did was it puts it on a special ballot for vote. That's going to be on March 3rd, 2020. So put that on your calendars. This will be the first time a state has put a government vaccine mandate to a popular vote to overturn it. Very big deal. If this can happen, this opens the door for a whole different discussion with all these vaccine bills that are pushing down our throats. If we can get these popular votes, if the government allows it, of course, in each state, we can overturn some of them. Not that we want to rely on this. We want to get out front of these things and cancel these things and protest them before they even get through. But this is a good, this is good news for Maine.
I try to reach across the proverbial aisle for those who are pro-vaccine. And I said even in my lecture the other night on the whole real ID and vaccine mandate thing, I said, this is not about whether you're pro or against vaccines. This is about freedom. This is about a fundamental issue that, you know, even if you're pro-vaccine, you might object to the HPV shot. You might object to the flu shot or any number of the 250-plus vaccines in the pipeline that are likely to get approved for adults. You might go, no, I don't think I need that one. And if you are for these mandates, then you don't have the ability to say no. Then it comes back and bites you on the butt because, well, you don't want to say no to the other ones that we want to say no to. So come on over. The waters of freedom are much warmer and more friendly. You can still get all the vaccines you want. But if you're for mandates, eventually the mandates are going to bite you on the butt. And going back, Jeffrey, to the children consent issue. Good Lord, this is brutal. Because if you're willing to say a child is an adult at 6, 7, 8, or 9 years old, they can consent to a vaccine without parents knowing about it, this gets into that territory of the adults, the deranged adults, in my opinion, that are arguing that, that children can consent to having sex with adults and pedophilia.
Right.
It is really that right. Bad, y'all. Don't hold back on this. You've got to push back in defense of children's right to be children and let parents protect them. We'll be right back with more of Jeffrey Jackson as we wrap up the first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show here on GCN. Go to robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin,
right,
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called
instantly ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration dates. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you want to know what's going on, plug into the Robert Scott Bell Show and start reading Jeffrey Jackson at jeffreyjackson.com. It's linked up in the show notes, and you'll probably catch him on the High Wire with Del Bigtree and here as often as we can get him. He's a busy guy. Jeffrey is on here bringing the power to heal back to you by bringing you information you won't get anywhere else. Real investigative journalism. Now, are there any other good or bad news stories predicted for 2020? I know the article you have out today is something I want people to read.
Yeah, so there's just one more bill I wanted to go over. So it was Pennsylvania HB 286, and it's kind of similar to that Arizona bill you talked about. This one's called the Informed Consent Protection Act. So it does three things, and this is – it's almost like getting out front of this push. It's brilliant. So it does not allow a healthcare practitioner, a doctor, or a facility to refuse to treat a child because they didn't, or because the parent didn't vaccinate. You saw a lot of kids getting kicked out of practices. This bill would stop that. It also allows the parents, they don't have to sign a form. It's a self-incriminating form when they refuse vaccination for their child, which leads to the next thing this bill does. It takes away vaccine status as a reason for calling Child Protective Services. So, you know, unfortunately, this is a real thing. A lot of parents go in and say, look, I don't want my kid vaccinated, or the kid is born and they say, I don't want it vaccinated. This automatically contacts Child Protective Services, or sometimes the doctor will do it or the nurse will do it, and then you're in a fight to get your kid. And this is, you know, this is a heartbreaking topic. I can't stay into it too long. I research it a little bit, but my God, it's happening more and more, and this is becoming a really big issue. So this bill aims to stop that in Pennsylvania. So I would love to see those bills. I mean, that should be common sense throughout all the United States, but this bill should be a federal bill. If I want to call for more government, I'll do it on this one. It should be a federal bill. This should be just common sense in every state.
Would 2020 be the year that our friends in the Democratic Party would walk away from this pharmaceutical church vaccine mandate? Because it seems to be a losing proposition ultimately, as we see the people of California that were largely liberal Democrats having to leave the state. I mean, they were lifelong Democrats going, wait a second, this, now, you know, this is not what I signed up for. Could this be the year that it finally goes, we've done a step too far on this front, and we have had cognitive dissonance? I think RFK Jr. is the classic example of a lifelong family Democrat, if there ever was one, and saying, you know, my friends in this party have absolutely lost their minds on this issue.
Yeah, well, I think, how does that quote go? People lose their minds in groups and come to their senses in, one by one.
Yes.
I think that's what the Democratic Party is going to be facing this year. I think you're going to still see, you know, because unfortunately, as we've talked about, most of the bills that are being passed are Democrat representatives and senators sponsoring them. Not to say Republicans aren't doing that. They are, but it's a smaller percentage. And I noticed there's a lot more Republicans speaking out at these during these testimonies, during these hearings against the bills. So I think they're not going to turn around. This is an agenda. It's clear now. It's been clear, but it's very clear for everybody now. It's an agenda. It goes beyond safe and effective. It goes beyond just, you know, worrying about measles, you know, a childhood illness that's somewhat benign in the United States. I think it's going to be one by one. That's why it's really important for people to get in touch with their representatives, call them, email them, or even send them a letter. Those things really go a long ways, the letters, the handwritten letters. Because the people still with their souls intact, people still with common sense intact, or, you know, maybe just so you get to the people that want to get reelected, they're going to back off on these bills. Because I can tell you the other side, the AMA-sponsored people, the American Pediatric Association, they're having their doctors and members call them, but that's such a small percentage, and those people are doing it. They're doing it as a kind of a duty, and it's not somewhat genuine for a lot of them because they're being forced to do it. But when the people stand up, we're talking, you know, millions in some states.
Mm. May 2020 be the year you make contact with your representatives on a local level and make friendships, develop relationships, develop rapport, develop trust so that you can break through the lobbying. You know, if the lobbyists have something on your representative, you might not be anything you can do. We talk about the illicit ways that politics works, but you can, when confronting them with the childhood injuries that are real and it could have happened to your family, let them visit and see them and make a difference, as Jeffrey Jackson is. Also, if you need a little extra CBD to calm the waters, go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. Jeffrey Jackson, my friend, great, great start to the new year.
All right, yeah, wonderful. Great to connect back with you, and we're going to be in touch. Buckle up, everybody. This is going to be a year when you look back, I really feel like that'll be the demarcation line where life was one way and now it's this way. I hope it's going to be the best.
Back after this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.